ICE arrests daughter of Cuban Communist regime old guard general. By Christian K. Caruso on May 27, 2026. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, recently arrested Elena Rosales Aguirre-Rita, daughter of General Ulises Rosales del Toro, a longtime key figure of the communist Castro regime. ICE sources confirmed to Martín Noticias on Tuesday that Rosales Aguirre-Rita, who is a doctor according to past statements from her family, was arrested in Florida. Her 84-year-old father, General Rosales del Toro, is widely described as part of the Cuban regime's old guard. While keeping a relatively low profile from the public, the Cuban general has reportedly exerted significant political and military power in Cuba throughout the years thanks to his deep ties with both late dictator Fidel Castro and his brother and successor, Raúl Castro. Rosales del Toro has occupied several high-ranking positions in the Cuban regime and the Cuban Communist Party over the past decades, including, but not limited to, Vice President of the Council of Ministers, Agriculture Minister, and Chief of the General Staff of the Revolutionary Armed Forces, FAR, in addition to holding the honorary title of Hero of the Republic of Cuba. Martín Noticias first reported Elena Rosales Aguirre-Rita's presence in United States territory in February. According to testimonies given by her relatives, Rosales Aguirre-Rita is reportedly believed to have entered the United States in 2023 during the administration of former President Joe Biden with a U.S. B-1/B-2 non-immigrant visa issued in Havana and has resided in Miami, staying in southern Florida hoping to adjust her migratory status. Let it be clear, the henchmen of the Castro regime and their accomplices have no place in the United States, Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, wrote in a social media post applauding the arrest of Rosales Aguirre-Rita. Que quede claro, los esperos del régimen castrista y sus cómplices no tienen cabida en Estados Unidos. Mario Diaz-Balart, at Mario DB, May 26, 2026. For years, Cuba-focused outlets have denounced Ulises Rosales del Toro's family dynasty as part of the privileged Cuban regime elite that live in luxury. Members of the elderly Cuban general's family are reportedly linked to an extensive list of businesses with ties to both the Cuban regime and its Gesa conglomerate. Extensive photographic evidence and social media posts collected by Cuban outlets over the past years show members of Rosales del Toro's family indulging in vacations and expensive eccentricities, all of which contrast sharply with the abject misery imposed by the Cuban communist regime on the Cuban people throughout the 67 years that it has been in power. While the now-arrested Elena Rosales Aguirre-Rita has resided in Miami since 2023, other children and grandchildren of General Rosales del Toro have lived luxurious lives in other countries and traveled to different parts of the world. Another of his daughters, Zulema Rosales Aguirre-Rita, is believed to reside in Cancun, Mexico, and frequently visits Cuba, where she maintains several businesses, including a daycare in Coli, an exclusive and expensive neighborhood in Havana. At press time, Rosales Aguirre-Rita's arrest is ICE's second publicly known high-profile arrest of a relative of a Cuban regime official found living in the United States. Last week, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced the arrest of Adis Lastras Moreira, the sister of GESA President Ana Guillermina Lastras. Secretary Rubio sanctioned GESA and its chief earlier this month. Like Rosales Aguirre-Rita, Lastras Moreira was found living in Florida and entered the United States in January 2023 during the Biden administration. Lastras Moreira had obtained a U.S. green card and entered the United States as a lawful permanent resident thanks to a petition filed by her son, who holds American citizenship. Rubio terminated her green card and said she was managing real estate entities in Florida while aiding the communist Castro regime. Let me be very clear, if you threaten the national security of the United States, there will be nowhere on this earth, much less in our country, that you and your cronies can live lavishly. We will find you, and we will hold you accountable, Rubio said in a statement last week. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.